Hello, and welcome to Lesson 6, Setting Healthy Boundaries. We have been through a self-discovery journey, exploring the relationship with yourself, identifying blocks to self-love, and healing them. Now it's time to start actively working on developing a loving relationship with yourself. In this lesson, I'm going to cover one of the most important things we need to do when it comes to self-love and self-care, which is setting healthy boundaries. And this is especially relevant if you tend to overgive, to please everyone. If you always care for everyone and you're always available for everyone else, even at the cost of your own well-being. Now, setting healthy boundaries is not selfish. It is necessary, because if you don't charge batteries, you can't give to others. If you don't love yourself, you can't truly love others, and others won't love you the way you deserve. If you are not in the right emotional state, you won't be able to offer help to anyone else. So taking care of others and caring for others starts by taking care of yourself. Helping others is beautiful, and we definitely need kinder and more generous people in this world. But first, you need to make sure that you are taking care of yourself. So pay special attention to the following. People who drain your energy, even after spending 10 minutes with them. And I'm sure you know at least one of these people. After spending an hour or sometimes even just 10 minutes with someone, you just feel completely drained, completely without joy. It feels heavy. Now, I know that unfortunately, sometimes these people are part of our family and we can't just cut them off from our lives. I totally get that. But maybe you can look at either minimizing the time you spend with them, or maybe try to spend time with them in a different way. You can try to protect yourself and place a bubble of energy around you. Visualize that you are just emanating light and you are surrounded by light so they don't feed from your energy. But it is important to learn how to say no to people or situations that put you in a terrible mood, that really drain your energy, that make you feel exhausted. Also, pay attention to being always there and being always available for people who don't value what you do. Because many times we do a lot of things for others, trying to help out of just trying to be nice and to help others, and they don't value what you do. So pay attention when you give, who values what you do and who doesn't. Also, keep in mind if you're just trying to rescue everyone without asking if they need help. Because sometimes we do this a lot. We try to rescue someone, and rescuing someone is very different from helping. If someone asks for your help and you are available, time-wise and emotionally, brilliant, go for it. But sometimes we want to rescue our loved ones or people around us without them even asking for help. And this might come from a need of wanting to please others, or maybe believing that you have to do everything on your own, that you have to do everything yourself, that others are not capable of doing what you believe they have to do. So pay special attention to this as well. Of course, cut off anyone who doesn't treat you with respect. It is perfectly okay to say, this behavior is not acceptable. This thing you said to me was not okay. This is setting healthy boundaries. This is not being rude. This is not being rough. This is just setting healthy boundaries. This is just telling people, if you want to be in my life, if you want to be in my world, you're going to need to treat me with respect. And if they decide that that's not for them, well, it has nothing to do with you, but with their own issues. Also think about events and commitments you go to, because you think you have to go, even though you know you need the time for something more important, but you go just because you don't know how to say no. And again, where is this coming from? Where is this need to say yes to everything and to everyone coming from? And also, super important, make sure that you are getting enough physical and emotional rest. This should be the number one priority. And when you get your physical and emotional rest, then you become available to help others physically, emotionally, in whatever capacity you decide. Now, this is just a few things to take into consideration. Of course, I'm not saying that you need to become a selfish person and always thinking about yourself and not caring for anyone else. No, please don't. But there needs to be a balance between what you give to yourself, between what you receive and what you give to others. And sometimes, especially when you have been giving way too much for way too long, you might need to go to the other side of the scale for a little while and set some additional strict boundaries until you go back to feeling replenished and taken care of. And then you can come back to a place of being in balance and giving and receiving, taking care of yourself while helping others, being there for yourself while being there for others. There has to be an equilibrium. And sometimes when we've been in the other side of the scale, when we've been giving too much for way too long and we have ended up burnt out and exhausted, sometimes we have to go to the other extreme for a little while and just rest, replenish, recharge. So then we can go to the center and be in a more balanced state and make sure that you set healthy boundaries without setting too many boundaries that might stopping you from interacting with others, from helping others, from having joyful and beautiful relationships. So I'm going to invite you to make a list of things that you know you need to say no to as an act of love and respect for yourself. And take your time to do this list. Write at least 10 things. Don't do just two or three things. Do at least 10. And today, just brainstorm. Don't think if they make sense, if you can actually do them, if it's possible, without questioning how you're going to do it. Just make a list without thinking from the logical mind, just whatever comes to your awareness, from your intuition, from the heart, a list of things that you know you need to say no to as an act of love and respect for yourself. And when you are done with this list, I'm going to invite you to make another list, this time with things that you need to say yes to or to do more of to honor and celebrate yourself. And again, don't question if they are possible, if you have time to do them, if you know or you don't know how you're going to do them. Just let your heart speak. Just let your hand write without thinking too much about it. This is not a plan. We're going to do that tomorrow in lesson 7. For now, just brainstorm ideas of things you need to say no to and things you need to say yes to as an act of self-love and honoring and celebrating yourself. Okay, my loves, if you have any questions or want to share any insights, as always, I am available. So just make a post in the course and I will happily reply with some tips, suggestions, or answering your questions. See you in lesson 7.